Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 102, episode 5 of
Der Daily Zeitgeist,
yeah! A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say, officially off the top, fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News. Fuck. It's Friday, October 4th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I can show you hot takes. What do I do with my hands? Eric Prince is in the news, but what about Sky Tic Tacs? I can open your eyes. Yeah, second verse. British coal gas study. Over, sideways, and under. We didn't feel like rewriting that part. On a zeitgeist carpet ride. I'm Jack O'Brien. Miles and me, we ride it out. Our guest might tell us, yo, that horses blow. I smoked a weed, so someone please help me. That is courtesy of Disney, obviously, but Jacob Velo, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Look at this load of crap!
Hey.
Trump's bullshit makes me laugh! The GOP is dying, if not dead! Like hair follicles on my head!
And I just made that up right now because, you know what? Thank you to fucking literally everyone on earth who was tagging me in that Trump Nickelback tweet. Mm-hmm. I understand. We create culture on this show. Sometimes it's so powerful, our AKAs do reach the subconscious of the President of the United States and will use that to defend himself.
Little known fact, that takedown notice was not from Nickelback. It was from us.
It was from us.
Because we were doing Nickelback
memes. Just like we went after De Niro. What about Fox News? Fuck them. Sorry,
got
my
De Niro
guy. That's my
on
thing.
The run. We got
fuck
Trump.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Nickelback, Trump, whatever.
Also, another reminder, public service announcement. Hove on the mic here. October 16th in Chicago, Illinois. Super producer Anna Hosnay and Shireen Eunice are going to be at Angry Brain doing the live Ethnically Ambiguous podcast for Chicago Podcast Festival. That show's at 7 o'clock on October 16th. So get your tickets and pull up.
Straight up!
We're thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian Daniel Vaniel Kirk.
Hey,
what's up,
buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man.
That's good. It's it so feels good. This energy is great.
I have a question.
Hit me.
You said you were just in Toronto.
I was.
Is that why you have a Blue Jays satchel?
I got to go to a game, and that's what they gave out. And I'm like, perfect. This is now in my life.
When I came on your show, weren't we? Was there some? Do you have some kind of connection with the Blue Jays?
No.
Or am I just you're a Cubs fan, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Big time.
Okay. I don't know why I thought about that.
No, I don't have to worry about it for like 6 months, but I am a Cubs fan.
Hell yeah.
Dave Carter play for the Blue Jays?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit making big home sure. run, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the one.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh right. Yeah,
John
yeah.
Stewart talks about it in Big Daddy. When he's talking about how, that's where he met the mother of his child during that World Series. Like, Dave Carter, man, come on, the Blue Jays. He's like, I was fucked up on Molson Ice.
I still remember where I was when that home run was hit.
Really?
I have like random flashbulb memories.
Why they're even there.
I also remember seeing a Major League Baseball game when I was like 7, where a guy in the background was like waving to the camera and then pointing to somebody else. And it has no importance whatsoever. I just remember this very specific thing, and I was like, I bet I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life.
The people who get to be in background of iconic sports moments.
Right.
And they also live forever. Like, MJ's shot, like, you're under the hood. Right. Like, that's me.
Particular, because the greatest, like, depiction of the MJ shot is that photograph of all fans.
The shot.
Like, the final shot of his
when
career.
When left Brian Russell for dead.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I got to credit you reminded me of it. A couple years ago, the great DC Pearson, who if you have not had on, you totally should. Amazing author and comedian.
Yeah.
He tweeted out once, looking at Frodo's path every time I do, it makes me laugh. Which then inspired, then I couldn't stop thinking of some. So I think, this is back 2014, I think. 2015 maybe. Then I tweeted out, look at this faux giraffe. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. And I had like 9 of these because it just gets stuck in my head. Yeah. Now because of what's happening, it's all back.
Yeah. It's all back.
It's all back. It's all Nickelback.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa. It's all. Okay, yeah, drop the bomb.
It's all Nickelback. It's all Nickelback to me now. All right, Daniel, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. We are going to take our listeners through a couple of things we're talking about. We are, of course, going to blow that whistle. Blow the whistle. Just check in with what the hell is going on right now?
The heck
now?
Is going on?
What are we in the fourth quarter? Is this the end? Miles,
I don't know that if I wanted to go full person who has a bunch of it's Mueller time merch that's rotting in my garage, I might be like, here we go, baby, fire it up one more time for
fire
daddy.
It up.
But I don't know. I mean, it definitely looks like it's unraveling.
Yes, we're gonna look at what is happening now that the Republicans have started paying attention and realized that it seems like Warren might be the person they have to worry about instead of Biden. Mm. And so they have put their bash machine on the case.
The bash brothers, dude.
Jacob Wall and that other dude. Jack
Berkman,
who had his fly down during that one press conference.
Bash brothers. When he was like, I will have evidence of a woman who was assaulted by Robert Mueller. And they got there and just like, she was too scared. Also, my fly is open as I say this, and I won't notice.
We're going to talk about the meme, the man, the meme, the Kroger, the Trump Nickelback meme. We're going to talk about the Chinese 70-year anniversary parade that showed off some of their hardware and how fucked we'd all be if a war happened. We're going to check in with Matt Damon. He had a...
He made a decision.
A bad financial decision.
A decision that could have changed a lot of things.
Could have changed the world.
Could have changed the world. Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to talk about the latest offering from the Coca-Cola Classic Company. But first, Daniel, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
That's revealing about who I am. You know what? I will bring it up right now, and I will pick one that I feel appropriate to say. Ooh, you know what? We'll go with the most recent one. F-150 Hybrid.
Okay.
There's a Ford F-150 hybrid truck?
It comes out at the end of next year, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And I want one really bad.
Were you a truck guy?
Yeah, I've never had a truck, but I've always liked them, and it just never made sense. Like, living in Chicago, that you don't even need a car.
Right.
And then coming out here, I spent the first 6.5 years without a car, and then I spent $1,500 just to get like a get-around car. So eventually, when I get like my nice car, I would like for it to be a truck.
Yeah.
But I don't, in good consciousness, I can't drive around LA in just this big gas-burning right, truck. Gas so when I found out that
Roland Coal.
Yeah, when I found out Ford's about to drop the F-150 hybrid, and then a year or two later, they'll come out with the all-electric. Yeah, man. And you know the crazy thing is the all-electric, they've already like tested their prototype and everything.
Yeah.
It has more power, like more torque than the standard F-150. So their thing, and they're already trying to get in front of this, is like your good old boys in Texas where there's more truck. I think there's one truck for literally every like six persons.
Yeah.
They have to like get them to understand that like you're actually getting a more badass truck by right. not
instant
using
torque.
Yes. Yeah,
it,
yeah, literally, car, literally, yeah. It's unreal how
Dude,
powerful
electric
these cars
can just like go from zero to
fucking whatever
yeah.
you needed.
Whatever you needed. Yeah. yeah, it's like they're just putting limitations. They're like, nah, maybe the human
right.
Skeletal structure
but
can't handle that.
This is where they're gonna have to figure it out because when you have a truck, you want that nasty exhaust sound,
you right?
Know what I mean?
But
you can't
throw
Flowmasters on a fucking
they
electric
do that.
Car.
The electric Harley they have. Had to put a like a thing oh, in really? It to make it give it that sound.
What is it like an air thing that just blows
no
through
idea.
Like a kazoo?
I have
so
no
it's
idea.
Like,
but I but if there's any DZs out there who love this show and happen to work at a Ford or maybe your uncle owns one, I'm all over the country.
Buy me a truck.
I will come to you. I will do free advertising.
Right.
Get
yeah.
me in that F-150. I love them. And I'll feel better when it's a hybrid or.
I've
got
to say, I would love to see some local car dealership commercials starring Daniel Van Kirk.
Oh hell yeah!
Come
funny
on,
as
player.
Hell
yeah. yeah.
I was, you know, I used to mob around an F-150 in high school.
Did you?
Well, my high school girlfriend's older brother had an F-150
okay.
Lightning Edition.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And I had no driver's license.
Texas edition.
And she was a white girl with a person of color trying to get back at her father. So she would let me drive the shit
fucked
up.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had a sound system in there. I blew the shit out.
Wow. You did?
And like I had to be like, I don't know. I don't know what happened to brother's sound system.
The good thing for me, too, is I'm not even a... Like, if GM announced, I'm not, like, loyal to one. I just like a nice,
right.
good car. And the F-150s are phenomenal. But the new Silverados and Sierras are really good, too.
Okay.
But I just want it to be, that's my thing, hybrid or electric, and then I'm in.
I think you should hold out for the electric.
But it's
that's going to be, like,
a few years. I don't know if my
right.
$1,500 banger is going to make it that long.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? It's just, yeah. it's an oldie. But it gets me around. It does the job, which is all I wanted when I bought it.
Yeah.
They've been manufacturing, like, fake car noise for a while. I guess the Mustang, like, one of those cars
yeah.
that was, like, the new edition of one of the 70s muscle cars, they just, like, created a... fake sound
but
that
even
they
those,
added to it.
Even
so.
Those old mufflers amplified it anyway.
Right.
So whether the sound is generated from the engine or the sound is generated from a speaker, guess what? Sound is sound.
Right.
It's you're still getting
yeah.
the same
yeah.
sound when you drive.
You're yeah. like, oh man, I blew out the speaker in my exhaust.
Right.
That's awesome.
It's definitely made me feel superior when somebody blows by me in a Mustang and it's like, boom, they're like, yeah, bitch, eat my dust.
Wait,
and I'm like, that's
superior?
A speaker.
I
feel less like.
I'm going to open up the drafts for you right now. I'm opening up the drafts for you. I have a tweet in my drafts that says, and I won't read it because I'll just throw it on top of my head. At what point in your life of being a dick are you told you have to buy a Mustang?
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What is something you think is overrated?
Wait, unless it's a 5.0.
Right.
Right.
Or an oldie, like a 67.
Yeah, 5.0, like yeah, honestly, that's yeah. a fucking...
I agree. I'm talking new. I should say new Mustang.
The new,
well,
yeah,
if you have to buy a new Mustang.
That projects the Mustang logo off the side of the side view mirrors.
Okay, overrated?
Wait, is that true?
Yeah. I was in a car accident. Not my fault.
Uh-huh.
Just, okay.
Sure.
Because
sure.
the court's listening.
Smacked
sure. But
blowing
yeah,
out the
play the conspiracy
speakers.
Music. Yeah, exactly. Blew the shit out. And the car that I got, like, for my loaner, because my Mazda was in the shop, was, like, one of those new Mustangs. And I could not believe the amount of, like, you could change the color, the interior light
mood,
color.
Baby.
It's
mood,
all,
baby.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just try and peel out in this thing. I almost fucking crashed this shit.
Really?
I played in S mode, and I was like, let me just bend a corner.
They say
right.
a lot of pro athletes get in car accidents in their super expensive like sports cars because some of those cars you need to take a class on how to drive it. It's more power than you're used to. So
right,
you're like, oh, I'm gonna get out of here, and you're like, whoa, shit! I just lost control
yeah,
of my
like,
car.
Oh, and I'm spinning. Yeah.
All right. Did you say overrated?
I did.
Overrated. White Claw.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It is overrated. It is technically, it's not even a real seltzer. It's more falls into like malt liquor, which
yep.
is why they can sell it at just beer and wine places. If you are digging the White Claw, and I don't hate on it, I'll drink a White Claw, but I'm saying it's overrated. You need to roll with High Noon. High Noon is where it's at.
Wow.
It's actual liquor, actual real fruit juices. It's better for you, although it's liquor. Who so makes how it? Much of it is edible? I don't even know. I don't even
know. Doesn't even matter.
Maybe like...
one of them. It's like one of three people.
What's it like called? Gallia? This is how you know I'm not working for them. But they are really good. Look for High Noon. I know they have it here in town, too. I saw it over at the Gelsies.
I drank Truly for the first time.
Okay, not bad.
That wasn't bad either.
No, but I'm telling you, rock a High Noon.
Okay.
It's actual liquor, actual fruit juices.
What is it, like vodka in there?
Yeah.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Good. Not all those preservatives and all that stuff.
Is it a fizzy one?
Right.
Does it have
that? Yeah, okay. You got that fizz, baby.
It's a fizzy lifting drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High Noon. I'm telling you, roll up to that and bring that to the cookout, and people will be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, wow.
Ooh. High Noon.
Has anybody ever called their drink the fizzy lifting drink?
No,
I mean.
They should.
Yeah. That's what I used to call when I ran track in high school, this kid, Scott Tsuda, who was this Japanese kid who was 5'5",
right.
And he had the most wild vertical ever.
Oh, really?
And we were both doing high jump. And he was just putting me to shame. And everyone would be like, what the fuck is... We called him fizzy lifting drink. That shit was just too much. It was unbelievable.
Oh, and you bought me time. It's Gallo. That's who makes it.
Oh, G-A-L-O. The wine. The people make the wine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. For the fanciest of 7-Eleven
wines. Shout out to my
wines.
Buddy Daryl Sakame, who tipped me to it and told me that it was Gallo.
I had a server tell me, specifically say, that the White Claw thing is out of control. Last night.
Well, I think they're up 150-180%.
No, it's like 300 or like you're talking about their sales numbers.
Yeah, they're
crushing. Yeah, it went like 300-400% like in the last 8 months. Or
come down, hang out with me in the 20% with the High
with
Noon.
The High Noon.
I mean, maybe they're 5%. I don't even know.
Why did a server tell you the shit was out
my
of
wife,
control?
My wife, not a big drinker.
My wife, yeah.
My wife at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood Bowl Breaker.
Oh, you at the Vampire Weekend show?
I was.
Okay. Nice.
And they were like, do you want a beer, wine, White Claw? And she was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
they were like,
what'd you
call
don't me?
Don't know what White Claw is? Oh my God, it's out of control. Like, that's all. But like, it's like in the conversation with beer, wine, White Claw. Mm, like, that's
right,
how
right.
well they're doing.
That is true. That's good.
Mm. I would agree. Overrated. What is something you think is underrated?
I believe this is how you say her name. If I say it wrong, I'm happy to be corrected. Just don't be a dick about it. But I have to praise this person. Is it Edie Patterson on Righteous Gemstones?
Yes.
I don't care.
Holy
if you
shit.
Are not, if you didn't already fall in love with her in Vice Principals like I did, when you were like, this girl... She is a genius comic.
Yeah.
I mean, flat. That's all. That's She's, what her bio should say. Genius comic.
Genius
and anybody
comic,
who comes at
you.
Her for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Did you know that they were saying she was playing the clown at the in the flashback scene
she
of the child's birthday?
She is not playing the clown.
Someone There's said no that was way. Her.
I mean, okay, if so, that's like some...
It's
like,
just so funny that she would even be like, yeah, let me be the clown too right here. Like the balding clown at the flashback 80s birthday
party.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like marriage level, but, like that much makeup.
Well, every time I... see her, I get the most excited for whenever I'm like, oh, here we go.
And she's playing levels. If you're caught up on Righteous Gemstones, I'm not going to give anything away.
Yeah.
But she's playing levels where you are cheering for her from your heart, like you did for Rudy.
Right.
Like you're like, you can do this.
Like, you got this, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Man. And I mean, the Misbehaving. She wrote that. Her and Danny wrote that. That's a banger. That's
she
the song of the fall. That's the song of the fall.
Wow.
Is Misbehaving. And I don't know if you are serious about running your karaoke business and you don't already have Misbehaving.
Whoa.
Right?
I mean, look, I was wearing lipstick and I got caught shaving.
I got caught shaving.
Daddy said don't, but I did it anyway. Misbehaving.
I get that tattooed on my arm.
Oh,
Daddy said
lyrics,
don't, but I did it
anyway.
Anyway.
Oh. There it is. Oh,
that is good.
Oh,
that is
the
good.
New lower back tattoo. Yeah.
So she is a vision. She is amazing. She
is
should
incredible.
Get to do whatever she wants. She should come out of this show with what HBO should be like, what show do you want to do?
Right.
Oh, 100%.
She's so good.
I feel like she could do like a Christopher Lilley type thing where she gave us like one woman, nine different characters, and I'd watch every single
She's
part
great
of it.
In Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Yeah. That was actually probably my favorite part. I thought it was funny.
It had some moments.
It had moments, but
it's not
I
really
was even,
a story movie. It's like here's a whole bunch of sequences. Is you'll find one you like.
Right. But then
and
when she
good.
Showed up,
I love
was like,
it.
Yes, Edie Patterson, don't ever leave.
Yeah.
All my favorite comedies. I think story in comedies is overrated. Like,
really?
MacGruber is one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah, but like, that's Wayne's not... World does have a good story. I mean, yeah. It's loose, but it's like,
right. Yeah,
it's Scott Aukerman and Zach and Lauren Lapkus, they know what they're doing. They're like, right, we're just going to make this fun thing after fun thing after fun thing, and we'll tie it together somehow.
But that's like
somehow.
What I like in comedy.
Yeah, I do too. I you felt like you got a lot of that in the 80s.
Yeah.
Where they were like, don't worry about it. Yeah, he's been dead 3 days. Yeah. We're still playing with his body. Don't read into this.
What do you mean? What's rigor mortis?
Yeah.
He can dance and shit, whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't smell bad.
What is a myth, Dan? What's
my myth is that cooking is hard.
Okay.
Now, cooking well is hard. Like, you're going to go out and really try to, like, flambe something. Like, yeah, you can get deep and then be like, oh, shit, I didn't pull it off. You know, like, timing and all that stuff. But for the most part, and I'm saying this as a person who up until a couple years ago did not cook at all. You can cook things so much better than you think. Even if you aren't cooking at all right now when you're listening to this. It is very easy. Just, oh, you know what it is? You just got to do what it says. Do what it says and don't guess it.
Don't act like you know better.
Right. Don't forget about it. Don't wait. I'll do it when it feels like it. Get a meat thermometer. Know that it's done. Take it out then. Roasting veggies and putting a little bit of like even just salt and pepper on them, a little bit of olive oil.
Right.
You have somebody over and you're like, oh yeah, I baked this chicken in like it was just a real simple like some olive oil and some lemon pepper, and then I roasted these veggies with salt and pepper and olive oil and put that down. The person would be like, holy shit, you made an amazing meal.
Yeah.
So cooking is not hard. Cooking well is very hard.
But even then, you know, like once you, it's just like repetition. Once you start learning those things or just the basic rules, a lot of people, man, especially when they cook like proteins, they fucking don't have the pan hot enough.
Right.
That's just straight. They're just
but
little things.
That should be the rules. Heat the pan.
Facts. You need the shit hot.
Right.
Or else it's going to cook all weird. And then you're like, why is the middle all fucked up? It's like, because you didn't
and
have
if you're
the
cooking
shit
something,
right.
They're like, get a cast iron skillet. And then you don't do the cast iron skillet part.
It's going to be hard.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I can't handhold you to the
promise. So just follow the instructions. Do with what's in your limit and in your budget. And I guarantee if you go through it, it'll be better than you think, and it might even be perfect.
Yeah, or even, you know, start off with a stew.
Why not?
You know what I mean? If you want to blow your own fucking mind, make a stew. Because that shit, if you really follow directions, hard to fuck up. But over time, because you're cooking is so slow and the flavors are developing, you'll be like, what the fuck was this?
Your friend who says to you, oh, I just put it in the crock pot. They're not lying.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
And it's great.
And then you're
because you're like me, you used to not cook, and you're like, no, there's so much more involved.
I used to be. Hold on, fam. I like to cook, so
no, I'm saying, yeah.
You know, I'll have you over for my famous stew. Also, look, if you want a good stew recipe, because it's getting about that time,
stew season.
If you don't, the Food Wishes channel on YouTube with Chef John, he's a really funny guy, and he talks like this in his videos.
Very
and
Tim Gunnish.
He's very encouraging. Anyway, when you listen, it's always very clear, his instructions. And by the end, if you are following the directions and you're somewhat capable, you will come out with a fire dish. Anyway, his beef stew, his Irish or Guinness beef stew recipe. I just gave up the ghost. That's one of my favorite things to make. Check that out. Also, add a couple bone marrow bones because you will add added dimensions.
And when you say add them, you literally just mean
just put it in the pot and let that cook.
Where do I come back in 3 hours? Bone bones.
It's your butcher. Anybody.
Oh, yeah. Shank bones. Say, give me a couple shank bones.
Yeah.
All right. See?
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, thank you. I feel better. I feel better, guys.
You know what? Now I feel like,
woo.
Don't you kind of want to cook something?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. And it's time to blow that whistle. All right. So checking in with...
It's time.
I love it.
It's time.
It is time.
Once again, checking in with the scandal.
As it develops.
As it continues to unfold
In
front of us. So the president... Once again, did his thing of just admitting to the crime.
He can't fuck. I don't know, man. This is the problem, right? Okay.
Right.
If we start much broader, the GOP, the reason why a lot of people aren't out here defending him and the ones that are doing a terrible job, we'll get to some of those performances in a bit. The reason they can't defend him is because they don't know what the coherent defense communication strategy is.
What am I supposed to not say? Because you say everything.
Right.
So am
right.
I supposed to say everything?
Wait, so should I say you didn't say that you asked to investigate Biden? They're like, yeah. And then cut to Donald Trump coming out basically saying like, oh, yeah, I definitely said to investigate Joe Biden.
He said it today when we're recording this.
Right.
He was walking down one of those driveways and was like, well, I would like it. It would be, if I were them, I would recommend that they investigate.
Right.
He just said it to a camera
today.
He can't
help himself.
Yeah. And he's like, what would they do? He's like, well, if they're honest, they'd start an investigation. Anyway, also, I think China should start an investigation.
Yeah, China should do it too.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
What?
Might as well fuck with our biggest ally or like our biggest competition. Also.
Well, you know, this is the thing, too. Like anyone, your strategy is to either just keep lying or you just try and shift reality with blunt force and be like, yeah, I did. And what?
Right.
And I think that's the strategy now is, yeah, I did. Now, so what?
Right.
What the fuck are you going to do?
I saw somebody tweet out that they were like, today's the day we've gone from no, I didn't. It never happened to I did it and it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah,
what are you going to do, huh?
Well, because I think now, you know, everything is just slowly, again, the room's getting smaller for him. He's feeling the heat a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if they found some very sneaky, fucked up way to try and completely distract us from this and try and keep things going.
Oh, we'll go to war.
Yeah, that or, I mean, look how quickly he forgot about Jeffrey Epstein. But now I'm thinking, like, with this... Part of me is like, ugh, just looking at human nature, I'm like, this is, everyone's starting to fucking turn on each other, and it's getting more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And case in point, too, you know, Mike Pence now, if you remember.
It's been my question from day one.
Right.
Where's Mike Pence? What are people thinking about Mike Pence? How's he polling?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump was very quick to be like, oh, well, you should ask about his phone calls. And people are like, wait, what?
Well, that happened too.
So, again, or like his communications with Zelensky. So we come to find out. That Trump instructed Pence to not go to the inauguration of the president because, again, if there's no representative of the United States at his inauguration, that would make President Zelensky feel, oh, shit, maybe the U.S. does not have my back against Russia because I needed the photo op.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I show This is Ukraine and the United States together to face the
Russia
enemy.
Russia can't fuck with
us. But again, as we were talking about yesterday, the benefit of Ukraine not feeling secure about the U.S. having its back is that they're going to be more likely to capitulate to Moscow and be like, what do y'all want to do?
Right.
And then that ends this. That ends the aggression in Crimea and also ends sanctions for Russia. Just a thing to keep in, you know, mind in the future. Back to Pence, though. Pence was told to tell Zelensky that the aid from the U.S. was not coming because, you know, we need a little more action on, quote unquote, corruption. Investigate Joe Biden.
Right.
And so now we're starting to see, oh, wow, everyone, you were a part of this. His plan, though, Mike Pence, is to act like, well, I didn't know, like, what they, I was just doing what I was told. I'm a patsy in all this.
Yeah.
Right.
Do we think that Trump did that? My first thought is it's like the mobster being like, do this line so I know you're not a cop.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, oh, I didn't know you like to get wet.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah,
saying I mean, Trump like, doing that to Pence?
To Pence.
That's what I wonder,
like,
though.
Do yo, just... Pence, like, make this corrupt phone call so I know you're down. And also and so that, like, people, yeah, so you're culpable. Involved. You're going to help with the cover up.
I mean, but... same with him staying at the hotel, too, in, where is that, in Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Or
right.
Stop. Was that Ireland, right?
Yeah, Scotland. It was Ireland. Scotland.
Yeah, Ireland. Ireland. Yeah, Ireland, where it was like completely out of the way.
Staying it's like, in Dublin.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there's been many little things like this, but yeah, this it is one of those things to get him dirty.
But do you think, let me ask you just personally, do you guys think Pence is dragged into all these things or he willingly is engaging in them?
I think he's just not a confident person to begin with. Yeah. So he projects, you know, he is like stoic and at times has this like
he's
air.
He's the quietest fucking so vice quiet. President I've ever witnessed. And I mean quiet in terms of presence and like visibility or whatever. Right. And I think
honestly, if he knew it was bad, he could have pushed back and be like, I just can't do that. What you're asking me is wrong.
Right.
And then what would Trump be like? Well, then maybe I need to find a new vice president.
Yeah.
And then if you did, I'd be like, all right, go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
But again, I think when your currency that you survive off of is power and influence, then the game changes a little bit and you're like, fuck, I guess.
I just want to remind every evangelical, you lied to yourself about what type of Christian man Trump is. And if you helped get him out of office, if we just team up for a little bit, unless he did other bad shit too, you're going to get the president who actually is the crazy Christian that you want. Like, right. You should be, right. You would actually get the guy you lied to yourself about who you were voting for.
Yeah. Right.
You would have Jesus in the White House.
Jesus who loves to close his eyes in the middle of meetings and go to La La Land.
Yeah.
Shit's getting tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I'm nothing
to
against Christians. I'm just saying,
out.
If that's your voting agenda, the agenda is waiting one step away.
But I think we know, right? They betrayed the teachings of Christ. When you even see how they treat the needy,
yeah,
and
yeah,
the vulnerable.
Dude, so, I know.
No, I know that, but I'm saying
Christian men and women who do not speak, don't use cuss words, and they don't go to R-rated movies. I grew up with them.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I would love if I could see one of them right now and be like, how do you feel about your president tweeting the word bullshit yesterday? Your president spoke like that to 65 million people who follow him and then all the other ones who refuse to but hear about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, just how do you feel about his cussing?
Well,
like just
he's protecting unborn babies. So you got to take the good.
Just not the ones he was going
to
have.
Even though many of those abortion bans have been blocked in many states. So shout out to the ACLU on that. But anyway, back to Pence's whole thing. The people around him were just insisting he did not know what was going on. So here's a couple problems with this.
I love this explanation.
So first of all, they were saying that one of Pence's top aides was on the call. The call, as we all know, was on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, knew he was going to have a transcript to take to Mike Pence because Mike Pence had to prepare for a meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. When that happened, they were saying, oh, well, you know what? On his flight there, he probably didn't read the notes or the transcript before his meeting, so he wouldn't have known what the subtext or what the content of the call was.
Because he's incompetent.
So they're either lying that he didn't know, or he's so fucking incompetent that he's going around on behalf of the United States to talk about foreign policy.
And you know what your lawyer Rudy Giuliani would tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Incompetence may not be guilt.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
It might be. But it might not be.
Yeah.
Lying is definitely guilt. So why don't we go with the 50-50?
Right, exactly. Right. But even then, like, when you look at all the dots, it's like, really? Your top aide was on the call
but
and
the
didn't
the fucking
mention?
Country doesn't even know what that means. Yeah, they don't understand, like, you guys, and especially Miles, the inner workings are like, here's what, when they're like, well, he wasn't on the call, but like, let me explain to you what an aide fucking does.
Yeah,
the aide is there because that is representing him being on the call. And then they have a report from their aides every fucking day, at least once, saying, here's what you missed and what you need to know for the next, go watch fucking Veep. Of course, if you voted for Trump, why would you ever watch Veep? Watch the West Wing. Maybe that'll tell you.
Sure. I mean, at the end of the day, it's it's like your assistant, right? Let's just remove politics. Imagine you're a big boss of a big company, right?
I can't be on that call.
I can't be in a meeting. Hey, underling, you go and you tell me what happened because I got important stuff to do.
And I'm going to have to talk to those people later. Yeah. So I'll need to know what happened. That's how it works.
I'm flying into this meeting blind?
Right. Nobody does that.
Okay. But, you know, but this is the problem. Again, as it gets dirtier and dirtier and murkier, this is sort of like... This is where now Pence has been dragged into it. Now he's having to distance himself from it. He's not quite saying the same thing as Trump. So I think we'll start to see people's self-interest become a little more pronounced.
Isn't that what you hope for?
Remember when Pence was there at that meeting with Pelosi and Schumer and was just so uncomfortable because there was confrontation and basically made himself a statue and like closed his eyes and just wished he was somewhere else.
He said, Dear God, please make me a bird
so I can fly far away.
That's
crazy because I was gonna say the exact same
thing. Shared consciousness.
Well, we said it yesterday too. We talked a lot about Jenna.
But I feel like that's also his defense here is just like close your eyes. I didn't see it, so how could I have read it? My eyes were closed.
Mother,
that day.
Mother,
Mr. Vice President, what do you have to say? Dear God, please make me a bird so I can fly far, far away from here.
As the American people know, dear God, make me a bird. Yeah. So I don't know. So what happens if Pence gets impeached as well? Who would then become president?
Is it your attorney
Nancy
general?
Pelosi, baby.
Damn.
Is it Speaker?
It's Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
All right.
When do we get to Kiefer Sutherland? How far down the line is Kiefer?
Yeah. Got to blow up the whole.
God, wouldn't you? Here's where we're at. How happy would you be if Kiefer was our president tomorrow?
I mean, I would be worried. He struggles with his drinking. He struggles.
Oh, every president and good doctor struggles with their drinking.
Good doctor.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something.
Bad doctors, maybe not. But.
Firsthand, this man has been spotted around the San Fernando Valley in terrible shape outside of local bars. Talking all kinds of shit.
You know what?
Like,
and I'll take it.
Yeah, in a way.
I'll take that.
I mean, the fact that when he was in terrible shape and someone said, "You're a pirate, Kiefer," and he turned to the camera and said, "That would explain everything," and then ran and dove tackled a Christmas tree. Yeah, have you seen that video?
Yes.
And I would say that's my president.
Yeah. Coolest, strongest move that anyone has ever done, sober or drunk.
Agreed.
So, yeah. Let's talk about the call because so basically Trump is like, now that everybody realizes everything he says is a lie, they're so that was clearly a lie. Let's take a couple steps back and figure out why he's lying about that. During a press conference, President Trump said Wednesday his controversial July call with the Ukrainian counterpart was transcribed word for word, comma for comma.
Hyphen for hyphen.
This is an exact word for word transcript of the conversation taken by very talented stenographers. He literally said very talented stenographers,
yes.
Which sounds like something like a Donald Trump impersonator would say in this instance. But no, he said that. So people were like, well, now that you mention it, like, we do know that it wasn't a word-for-word transcript. Like, it's a memo, but we don't know how it is different from the word-for-word transcript. And if you look at the whistleblower complaint, they refer to it being a word-for-word transcript, or they refer to a word-for-word transcript.
That
so
it exists, right?
There is a word-for-word transcript, according to the whistleblower, and this is not a word-for-word transcript.
No.
And people have pointed out that there are markings that don't typically appear on transcripts between presidents and other foreign leaders, including ellipses and like weirdly placed commas. So they're just wondering why they're there.
What's up with the ellipses, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on here? What's really going on? And a few people have said, you know, I think Angus King said that he thinks there's 20 minutes missing. Other people think maybe it's 10 minutes missing. of text in
but
there.
But it still might end up just being the cover-up.
Right.
Anyway, so fuck them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, either way, like, you already on wax have the president saying, yes, I withheld aid. Yes, I asked them to investigate Joe Biden. You have Giuliani confirming the same thing. Mm-hmm. You have a transcript that basically also confirms the same thing. Just if even very narrowly, this thing is pretty much, you could put that to bed.
Yeah.
But I think it, for the purposes of getting enough public support, you want to really pull as many receipts out because you want, you know, essentially,
of course.
It's like playing Uno. You know what I mean? You want to have, you just want to play that fucking wild hand where you're like, skip you, draw two, color change, draw four, I'm out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
you don't want to slow it and be like, oh, I'm going to win this game. Like, no, you want to keep, you want to put that hand down.
Yeah.
So, and you know, this puts the Republicans in a really tough spot because they, I don't know, like from the beginnings of this and when we started seeing like, Mitch McConnell basically allowing the Senate to unanimously vote to allow the whistleblower complaint to be distributed and the House doing the same. I was always like, oh, is this the exit strategy? Because I felt the second you could hear the Republicans groaning when he got the nomination, I was like, the higher ups within the party must have some kind of exit strategy.
Because their plan is to use him for everything that they want to push forward.
Right.
And once they either get what they want or realize they can't get any more. There's no more juice left to squeeze.
Right.
Then they're done.
Yeah,
because he only needs to be elected one more time. All these motherfuckers want to get elected for the rest of their life.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So if they're like, this is going to put my future elections in jeopardy. Because that's all they fucking care about.
Right.
That's all. They're there to get elected.
Right.
They have some pet projects, but overall, all in all, representing you and I, no.
No.
They need to be reelected.
100%.
But they're kind of fucked because so much of the base still subscribes to, you know, Trumpism.
Right, which is a little different.
If they
now.
Drop him, if they throw him under the bus, then he could easily just be like, well, fuck you guys. I'm going to start Trump party.
Well,
party of Trump.
I mean, it's very stressful, right? Because, again, you're defending an indefensible position. So I don't know what you do to relieve your stress. Wait, I know one thing you could do. Get drunk as fuck and then go on Fox News and try and defend the president like Corey Lewandowski did on Fox two nights ago. So he goes on. Remember, okay, so we have to talk about Kennedy from MTV, the VJ, who's now like a libertarian pirate on Fox Business Channel on Fox News.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. She is just full on Fox now. But hey, look, again, just like politicians, it's, well, as they say, Hollywood for ugly people.
Yes,
you know what I mean? That's what politics are.
Yeah.
And the same way you're addicted to the fame, you will go to whatever audience will have you. So look, hey, shout out to you, Kennedy, except not. So Corey Lewandowski goes on there, and even it was too much for even Kennedy, who's been kind of defending the president. She just had to call out Corey Lewandowski because he was he was tipped.
Yeah.
Well, what we know is this, is little Adam Schiff, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, already knew about the whistleblower complaint. And what we know is that the rules of the whistleblower complaint had changed in August of this year, which said you no longer have to have firsthand knowledge of what's going on. And what that tells me is maybe the whistleblower is close to John Brennan. Ooh. Maybe he's an acolyte of John Brennan. What we know is this president has gone after
John Brennan hates the president.
Of course he does.
With a blinding passion.
Yes, he does. And Kennedy, don't forget, we know that the whistleblower is a former CIA agent who was detailed to the NSC, who's probably back at the CIA, who hates this president more than they love their country. And the fact is, they never had any firsthand account of what transpired.
Corey?
Yes.
Did you have a little Merlot with dinner?
No, should I have?
You sound a little slurry. You sound a little Biden-esque.
No, look. What I'm mad about, Kennedy, is that this blaming the president for this conversation with the Ukraine president Zelensky.
President.
And what this is really about is people who don't love this country as much as they
hate the president. I love this country.
I like how, you know, like when you're drunk, you have that real big energy. You're like, this is what I'm talking about. And then someone goes, whoa, chill. Like, hold on. Are you fucked up? And then you have to take that breath to try and collect yourself. Like,
Let me tell you how not drunk I am.
Kendi.
Kendi, I'm not drunk. It's America has a problem. And people don't like America and they hate the president. So what's the whistleblower saying? I don't know. Adam Schiff? He's private colluder. So
did I say it was little? I meant to say little.
Little. Little Adam Schiff. With a hyphen on the end.
Our boy holding it down over on Hollywood and Western right now. Exactly. Adam Schiff.
Oh boy. So you know, it's this is what you see. Remember Sam Nunberg? Like way back when the Russia shit was getting hot, he just melted down on Ari Melber's show, I think.
Right. But did Ari Melber, was he like, are you drunk?
And he was like, no. But
did he did bring it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He went on another show and someone was like, I smell a little alcohol on
right.
you.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, man. And then Rudy does it pretty regularly. So, you know, I get it's stressful. And then when you look at Fox, right, there's a lot of motion within the organization that doesn't know what to do about Trump also, because on one side, like internally, you have the quote unquote news side of the like the daytime people like your Shepard Smiths and Andrew Napolitano.
Still unforgivable cowards, but.
Yeah. Well, Shepard Smith at least has the most thing resembling a spine.
He could do his job for a non-Nazi organization.
He could, but I don't know. I think they would just replace him with someone from who claims they were a pussycat doll and, you know, will protect the president. That is someone who does go on Fox News sometimes. Her name's Kara Brown. So with that side, you know, they're the ones who have said, this is bad. If this is true, this is bad.
Right.
This is illegal. This is impeachable. But then you have the Hannitys and the Tucker Carlsons of the world who are like, no, we need to defend the president. And they are beefing like out in the open on air, like on each other's show. Like first, Shepard Smith and Napolitano were like, this is impeachable. That night, Tucker Carlson plays a clip and he's like, can you believe these fools? And then the next day, Shepard Smith is like, how dare y'all like talk, like try and slander Andrew Napolitano or what we're trying to do here. So there's already a bit of a schism maybe in that's happening. On top of that.
At some point, you got to cut bait.
Right. But this is the problem, right? So Paul Ryan, he's now on the board at Fox. And
really?
And he is actually, according to like this Vanity Fair article, he is using his position on the board to try and get the CEO, Lachlan Murdoch, to begin to fucking pivot away from Trump. Because he's like, no, this is not good. This is going to be an embarrassment.
Right.
He's like, we need to figure out, like, this is not the
future. Guys, we got 3 years. At some point, we got to go back to the long game here.
Right. So it's just tough because, like, what do you do now? Because Fox created the type of mindset that allowed for Trumpism to flourish.
Sure.
And now, you know, I don't know if the Pandora's box has already been opened for them and it's too late.
But
the genie's out.
But don't forget, like, MSNBC is the same thing. I mean, if we just agree with them. But, like, if you're getting all your news every single day from that, I'd tell you to stop doing that, too. Like it's too MSNBC's ratings are going to go through the roof if Trump wins again. They're going to make so much money because it's so good for their business that he's in office. Nobody's watched MSNBC more than they have in the last 3 years.
Oh, sure.
So it's like also the same thing too with them, like the other side where they're like, we'll just double down on all this shit. And at some point, when do you stop being like, all right, we have to go back to
what's
happening.
What I'm talking more specifically about Fox is the idea of like allowing like racist xenophobic conspiracy theories to be like mainstream.
Yes.
And I'm saying
agreed.
Obviously MSNBC and all these cable news networks have gigantic corporate blind spots.
Sure.
Like don't get me wrong. But I think with this, right, they've cultivated this kind of voter who's very susceptible to racist dog whistles, straight up racism.
Right.
And now you have Trump who's like, hey, I'm saying all this shit out loud.
Right.
Now you're with me, right? Because they've been giving you this diet, and now I'm the main course.
Because he's going to have his own network when he leaves.
That's what he wanted. I mean, that was the plan if he wasn't elected.
Right.
Was I would have my own news network.
Well, and I mean, the plan was also that a lot of these Republicans who now could be making plans for a post-Trump party were just going to like chalk this election up to being a loss and then like regroup. So maybe they're just like going back to that plan. Again, like,
yeah, I don't know.
This next one's a lost leader, and we'll just figure out like.
Well, because here's the problem, right? What happens because many people in the like they get all their news from Fox on the right.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when your idiot box starts talking shit about your number one God King?
Right.
So that's really what's going to happen. Are you going to go with the establishment Fox News side or the wild racist Trump team?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think what'll happen is I'm sure reasonable people might be like, yeah, I guess if they're saying this is bad, I guess I'll go with Fox because I've trusted them the longest.
Right.
But then you have people who have fully bought in on Trumpism and they're going to be like, well, fuck y'all. Like,
right.
Oh, so y'all then. Oh, so the GOP is the enemy. Well, we're starting our own shit or we'll have whatever the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah. The very top link on Drudge, the Drudge Report page, is Napolitano, Trump behavior is criminal and impeachable. So I do think that the objective little kernels that are filtering through Fox are getting down to the conservative people.
Well, they have to realize, right, if we just fucking stay on this ship, it only goes down.
Right.
So do you get off?
Right.
Or do you have faith? You're like, I don't know, maybe right. Racism floats in the deep sea. I don't know.
Right.
But it all float down here.
This is, yeah. but when you look at just like how Trump is acting, you know, the second the party starts to turn on him, he will fucking drag everyone out.
100%.
Yeah. He threw Pence under the bus reflexively.
Your theory, Jack, is probably what I think most, is that he needs to involve as many people as he can so that they're all culpable and none of them want to go down as well.
Right.
So it's not them being like, oh, I'll just stand back and watch it happen. They're like, well, you're going to go too. But the other thing he isn't banking on is how many people want to be reelected more than they like him. How many people are actually afraid of going to jail?
Right.
Because that's what's going to come out when you get people who are, like, I can't remember his name and I feel dumb for doing it, but he's going to testify. He's willing to testify, and he stepped down from his position. So
Michael
Cohen? Yeah, is it Cohen?
Wait, who?
No, it was somebody more recent. I don't remember the name. I just heard it this morning on the news. But
Ambassador Volker?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, from the State Department.
And there was he was like, well, I'm going to get out because I know where this is going to go, and then I can go talk about it whatever the fuck I want. And
right.
You got a picture in a House of Cards style. He is constantly telling people what they, I need you to do this, I need you to do this. Well, that's not the same thing. Like, I don't care. Confusion's better than facts. Mm-hmm. And then he's got people who's like, you don't want to go to jail. And he's trying to intimidate them. But hopefully at least two or three are going to be like, here's how bad I don't want to go to jail.
Well, some people are like, I have an actual future that I'm worried about. I'm not trying to be some like far right celebrity on Twitter.
Because and I'm sorry for this, but maybe I'm helping one listener out there. We still don't know who the whistleblower is, right?
No.
Okay. I thought that, but I was like, what if I missed it and we all know?
Well, I mean, the New York Times definitely gave us a few details. Right. And people were like, why did you do that? And they're like, well, we just felt like people needed to like know like that this was like a person. Like,
they also said that the information that they revealed was known to the White House like the moment that the
whistleblower thing. Oh, sure. But I guess publicly, though, when you put that in public, then you can get a lot of, you know, fucking conspiracy theorists to probably get their
The thing that drunk dude said, who isn't a good Dr. Orky for Sutherland, that he brought up that shift thing. Is that going to be a real problem that the whistleblower met with them first?
No.
That makes sense to me that person's going to be like, hey, if I come forward, you guys are going to back me.
Well, they're also like,
that might be even more in depth than what probably actually happened.
But also like, did you get that complaint I filed? You didn't?
Right.
Huh. Because something's up.
Right. Yeah.
That's not, there's no, and they're like, they're colluding with them. It's like, y'all, calm the, like, take a breath for a second.
But I mean, if you listen
drunk.
If you listen to anybody who has paid attention to Trump's life, they've all been saying, yo, like, anybody he draws into their orbit, he fucks.
Yeah.
Like, he fucks you over.
Dude,
like,
he fucked Bill Rancic, Apprentice Season 1. He fucked him too.
Yeah, but like, think about the, like all his businesses, like they always go tits up. He always ends up fucking screwing people, not paying people. Like that's how he has operated his whole life. He's a very persistent and successful con artist. So
he's got that lizard reptile brain. Where it's like just what I need, what I want. I don't give a fuck.
His show is called Unsuccession.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think again, just with the same way he draws those people in, just how he can throw Mike Pence under the bus. What do you think him and Lindsey Graham have talked about? What do you think and Mitch McConnell have talked about? Devin Nunes, like all these, Jim Jordan. There's a lot of people who he could be like, well, if this is the GOP, let me tell you about your quote unquote clean.
And people like Lindsey Graham, weak people who are afraid, are only as good as long as they're afraid most of you. And once they're more afraid of somebody or something else,
then
they're no longer good to you.
Yeah,
yes. Right. Exactly. That's some reek shit there. Ooh. Game of Thrones, baby.
Damn, Lindsey Graham is reek?
Fuck yeah, he is. Yeah.
Reek. That's actually...
Reeky Graham? Reeky Graham?
Reek. He's like, I'm senator. No, you're reek.
Right.
Reek, bitch. Go get your... Now eat this.
You know what? I'd watch that. Yeah. I'm here for that.
Hey.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. And the GOP is starting to get some ideas about, you know, now that Warren is surging in the polls, mm-hmm. She has passed Biden in at least one national poll. She passed him a couple weeks ago in Iowa mm-hmm. and New Hampshire. So
he's winning South Carolina by 20 points right now.
He is?
Yeah, he is. Biden has like a firewall up right there.
Oh, really?
That'll be interesting to see if that... If
and South Carolina's sense, but, early yeah. this time, right? They moved it
and
forward.
So are we too, right? LA yeah. is like March?
We're early.
Oh, yeah,
California
really?
Went early.
Moved yeah. his way up. Not that it
That'll
matters
be interesting.
In this election, but... Well, it might matter for Democrats.
So the GOP has trained its laser-guided sensors on Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or Jacob Wool.
Yeah.
And Jack Bergman.
Yeah.
The two guys who can never
top do operatives.
Anything fucking right.
Ever.
Ever. They can't make fake businesses up. They can't make fake people up. They mm-hmm. can't fake a fucking
right.
defunct ever.
Right. They did a fake news conference where they were trying to convince people and like did the whole thing with their fly down. When they created a fake company that was like behind one of the conspiracies they did, it was registered to Jacob Wall's mother. Like there literally is, people just like looked at it and were like, okay, we're going to call this number. And it was like, hi, this is Samantha Wall. Call me back or right. leave your name.
And it's like, oh, Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds works
right.
for your company.
Yes.
Because are these all
page.
Stock images right. of your staff?
Yeah. They're literally in a Coen Brothers movie.
Right. right.
Where they're like trying their best to commit this.
Yes.
This act.
Damn, the Coen Brothers need to adapt these people's stories.
Oh, come on, plant.
What are they up to now? How are they taking down Elizabeth Warren, Miles?
So, well, how are they taking down Elizabeth Warren?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's... So, on, I believe, Wednesday, they put out a media alert from Jack Berkman and Jacob Wolf. Present. This is what it says. Jack
call
Berkman.
It press release? No, man.
Media alert. T-Report. Jack Berkman, Jacob Wool present bombshell witness slash evidence against Warren. Evidence?
Uh-huh.
Of sure. What, a crime?
That's
okay,
what
whatever. Let's not split hairs.
Right.
Conservative activist, blah, 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 to be joined by former Marine who claims to have been in long-term sexual relationship with the presidential candidate.
Who
what?
Cares?
Hell go yeah, on. Pimp. So they
consensual?
Say... Well, here, just allow me to read it because you're now you're asking too many questions,
okay,
man.
Sorry,
it's just
sorry,
good
sorry.
When I say
I'm just waiting to
Marine.
Be a media alerted. Sorry.
So they're saying Thursday, the 3rd, 2:30 Eastern, we're having one in Arlington, Virginia. Then it says more information. Jack Berkman and Jacob Wool will be joined by a decorated former U.S. Marine and bodybuilder who alleges he was involved in a long-term sexual relationship with presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren. The 24-year-old Marine claims that the affair began in Massachusetts several months ago when he was solicited from a prominent website utilized by sex workers. These charges will shock the conscience of the nation, Berkman said.
Will shock the conscience,
conscience.
Of the nation.
Not the conscience.
No.
The conscious.
Conscious.
By the way, this...
If you're so conscious, you're you will be shocked.
Yeah.
Right.
Only the conscious. But the unconscious of America...
So where do I go to high-five Elizabeth Warren for consensually
fucking a
24-year-old Marine bodybuilder?
That's the thing. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they think.
Yo,
I guess because people look at Trump's multiple affairs and it was a scandal because of all the cover-ups,
yeah, right. Or sexual assault allegations,
right? Exactly. The what 17? How many accusers? Credible accusers? Of
I
like
think
17.
Open 20? Your Twitter, you might
yeah.
find more.
So as and then I guess it's again this terrible logic that is always applied on the right of how they think the left or just the general society will respond is
right.
Like, well, she's like banging a Marine bodybuilder.
Right.
Okay.
Which they just like took from their spank bank, probably.
Yeah.
But like,
I would.
The other narrative that we've heard kind of circulating in the undercurrent of like people who don't want Elizabeth Warren to get nominated is that she is bad for billionaires. It's like these,
right.
You guys are doing her job for her. Like the two, like the only thing that could make her cooler is if she terrified billionaires and was banging a 24-year-old bodybuilder.
I guess the press conference actually happened. I'm looking at some things about it, and everyone's laughing. All the tweets I see are just humorous.
Of course.
See memes from It's yeah. Always Sunny.
I'm sure that ratio is way off.
Clowns are running around. Someone just said, Jacob Wool's Cougar Presser is absolutely a comedy workshop. These guys should open for Dave Chappelle. they're showing this dude. There's a ripped dude. Okay, they do have a muscle guy. And they're saying, look at his back. He has these scars on his back from...
Scars?
Yeah.
Guard.
Scars on his back. Scars guard. From his back from a sexcapade with Elizabeth Warren.
Good. Get
okay.
it.
But, okay, that doesn't sound like... No one's saying it wasn't about consent. They're just like, okay,
that's
so she likes
thing.
To whoop your ass in bed?
If you wanted to kill an afternoon and you went to their goddamn media alert show...
Right.
Right.
And you're like, you guys taking questions? The first one would be like... Consensual?
Consensual?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
What's this about then?
Right. Right.
So Elizabeth Warren, apparently, she's got that thing on her where she can even attract a 24-year-old Marine.
Hell right. yeah.
All
also,
right,
I love that we're even just feigning the idea that this is even true.
Right.
Yeah. Well, here's the best part. Within minutes, someone went to the guy's Instagram and found an Instagram post of the dude who's accusing her with that mark on his back. But his Instagram caption says, hit my back with a chain trying to take down a swing.
Well, maybe he calls Elizabeth a swing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Take down a swing.
You know what? The
swinger.
Uh-huh.
Take down.
Yep.
Have sex with.
You know what the best part is?
I don't need to
explain. Can you guys tell me what this tattoo is at the base of his neck?
Triple X, baby. He has a Triple X tattoo.
He has the logo from the Vin Diesel film Triple X.
Now she should be ashamed.
Yeah,
I'm not.
That's
you know what? I'm appalled. Now
yo,
I am appalled.
What? What is a 24-year-old doing with it?
Yeah, because think about that. Yeah,
because
let's timeline this.
Right.
Triple X came out in what, 2000?
Yeah, let me see. I thought it was.
Come on, are we talking Ice Cube or Vin, baby?
Well, there's only one. 2002.
2002
is the first Triple
X. So this motherfucker is 24,
mm-hmm. right?
And that is
17
years,
ago. 7 years old. Hey, must have been a seminal film
oh,
for him.
Oh, right. Like the way Rocky IV is to me.
Sure.
Triple X
you
is to
no
him.
Rocky IV
yeah,
tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That you know of.
It says, I must break you on your thigh.
He's like, why do you think we never go swimming together? I have a whole back piece from Rocky IV.
Nicolette.
So, yeah, it's already become a complete embarrassment. And again, this is completely what they do not understand, right? That I think because the one-dimensional understanding of what the Me Too movement is, they think it's not about consent or violence or like sexual power and things like that. It's not about sex. It's about this coercion. It's about consent. But there's been like sex. Me Too, right? Me Too.
They did sex stuff too.
Banged a guy with a triple X tat. So,
which is indicting.
Game over. Call Lil Flip.
Ball game.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the other story.
Yeah.
That's probably overshadowing the Trump news.
Yeah.
Is the revelation that Matt Damon has made. About what might have been.
Yeah. I mean, this story is infuriating as someone who will never have $1 million.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's fascinating for me as a person who will never have $1 million. It's probably infuriating to people who are hell-bent on accumulating as much wealth as possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So there was an interview in English GQ where Matt Damon and Christian Bale are sitting down for their upcoming film or whatever, but Matt Damon talks about when Jim Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar, and he says, and this is directly from him, and when he offered it to me, he goes, now listen, I don't need anybody. I don't need a name for this, a named actor. If you don't take this, I'm going to find an unknown actor, Sam Worthington, and give it to him because the movie doesn't really need you. But if you take the part, I'll give you 10% of, and then he trails off and doesn't actually finish the sentence. And then it's, they say in brackets, at this point, Bale makes the cartoon sound of someone shaking their head with their lips warbling like Wile E. Coyote trying to shake off an anvil to the head. So what happened was he said no to 10% of the Avatar back end, which would have been $250
million. million.
Oh my goodness.
You could have bought the Cowboys in the early 80s.
But also for someone who is actually, you know, likes to stand up for teachers and things like that, if he had that, he could have had a little philanthropic nugget to sit on to help people out, which is what I hope was going on in his mind.
I believe, was it Matt Damon? One time you guys let me in the door to do the show with you, and Matt Damon talked about some invention he wished we had that would have like changed the world, or was that some other actor? It might have been some other actor, but I feel like it was Damon. And we had like some like world changing invention he had wanted to do. But that if it was him, or let's assume he's friends with the person who would have, they could have actually,
Right.
Yeah. $250 million.
Or think about the pranks him and Clooney could have pulled, man.
Oh, my God.
So many good
pranks. He's like, dude, I rigged an entire election to get the country to change its name to George Clooney.
$250 million, you could make George Clooney, if you're Matt Damon, you could make George Clooney think he's been cast in and shooting a movie that isn't even ever happening.
Right. And you can pay everybody.
Everybody.
You can pay the Coen brothers their fee to be in on it. It's like a new Coen brothers movie.
And then once it goes out into the
sequel to Avatar.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then once that goes out into the daily zeitgeist and becomes just a crazy thing everybody's heard about, you then release that movie and make all of it back.
Wow. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny. When he goes on, he talks about he told John Krasinski like about this. And
while they were making like a movie that was about fracking, that was like a human interest like movie that was like supposed to like do good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In the middle of them writing that script or working on that script, apparently John Krasinski he said, got out of his seat and just said, okay. Here's the deal. Your life wouldn't be different in any way.
Right.
You know, the quality of life would not change if had you taken that, except for the fact that we would probably be doing this in space right now. So, you know, it's
Damon.
$250 million. Anyway,
that's
guys.
Crazy. Quarter of a
bill. Someone offers you back end or a weird thing that could be an investment.
I mean, come on. Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah.
Did we not learn anything?
Thank
Don't
you.
Take the money up front on art.
Take the back end points. Yeah. And also, when we talk about this too, like Lily Allen, the singer, also the sister of Alfie Allen, Reek, just to bring it back Game of Thrones. She turned down the opportunity to become like some company who was working on Bitcoin. They like offered her like 200,000 Bitcoin to do an online gig, like just to perform through a live stream.
Yeah.
She would have had $194,800,000. had she just
some people
in
get
there.
It right. Like Tom but Hanks took points on
194
million in 2014. By so it was offered in 2007. By 2014, that's what it had been. If she had just stayed in till 2017, would have been $1.5 billion.
$1.5 billion?
Yeah, she would have
She would have been a billionaire.
She would have been a billionaire. If she,
off
but
doing
she was like
a live stream game?
Yes, they were like, Ma, you could phone this shit in. Just
literally.
The video just needs to be beamed into this feed.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah, I'm good. What's 200,000? I'm good. Thank you, though.
Right.
Cut good. To.
Good.
That's honestly, crazy. It doesn't matter because she. I'm sure she has
yeah,
plenty
she
of
okay.
money.
Yeah.
She's fine. You know but, what I mean? her kick game is good, too.
I feel
she
like stories like that are made to...
Make people do stuff?
Make people who care too much about money want to jump off a bridge, like the dude from Victoria's Secret. and finally, big news in my world, the world of Caffeine Informer, my number one website.
Caffeine Informer.
You know, I'm a player.
Concert.
I get the jitters now.
So the energy drink game is about to have another player join the game. Coca-Cola. Ever heard of them?
Mm-mm.
Also wait, owner of Monster Energy.
Yeah, they're like a huge stakeholder. I don't think they fully own it, but they have a big old chunk
piece,
of it.
Yeah.
But so apparently they are getting a little insecure about the fact that they don't have a hypercaffeinated sugar beverage on the market.
Yeah.
So we're getting what's called energy.
Coke energy.
Coke energy.
Regular flavor, cherry, zero sugar, and zero sugar
is
cherry.
Is it spelled weird?
Nope, just straight up.
It's not like NRG.
It really seems like they have, they're going for a very stripped down, almost like communist aesthetic, where it's just
very
like
minimal.
Energy, zero
which one,
sugar.
Do you want pleasure or energy?
Right.
Right.
I would like the one for fun socializing.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
but
and this is where I ask
you. As
we were
talking about.
Okay.
This is not that much caffeine.
Right. That was the first thing I asked you because I read it. I'm like, well, what's in it? Guarana extracts.
Guarana.
I'm sorry. Guarana extracts.
B vitamins.
And 114 milligrams of caffeine. And is that not a lot?
It's not. I mean, 200 is like your average cup of coffee.
Oh, really?
Diet Coke is like 60. So, I mean, it's more
Jolt?
Than most sodas.
Remember
but,
Jolt?
Yeah, Jolt is like in the high hundreds maybe. But it's not as much as a cup of coffee. Coffee gotcha. Is king when it comes to caffeine delivery.
Whoa, okay.
Coffee and...
Sit down, Jack.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
He's on the table.
Tom Cruising it right now. Because what a huge
look, guys,
ass...
I'm pretty high right now.
What was the deal? Like a grande cup of Starbucks coffee had like 330 milligrams?
Yeah, 330.
How many grams of sugar are in that energy, though? That's my other... I mean, you're going to crash, baby.
Yeah, that's some the thing. Sugar, that's right. What's also good about coffee is that you don't need to put sugar in it, so therefore it doesn't have the sugar crash at the end of it, as opposed to Monster Energy.
Jack, now, I think you like coffee.
I know some people like get added energy from sugar. I personally don't, and in fact, it like fucks with my energy a little bit. So I prefer... non-sugary caffeine delivery mechanism.
Like coffee.
I'm trying to figure out what my beloved Kirk Siggy cold brew has. Yeah,
yeah
it didn't show up on Informer.
Caffeine Informer, I know you're listening and that you're one person. Please let us know what Kirkland signature cold brew is caffeine delivery-wise.
Dumb out, whatever it is, it's working.
Yeah.
I'll tell them that. Also, shout out to somebody on Instagram who messaged me again. I get a lot of insider information from Instagram, just like how I had the scoop on the breading for Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Shout out to you.
Did you have one?
Yeah.
What was it good?
Oh, it was delicious.
I've heard it's phenomenal. Jack, did you have
fantastic.
One?
Shout out to Logan on Instagram who just said, yo, I'm meeting with Costco buyers. Costco Kirkland Signature Cold Brew may have low supplies, but are not going away in
hell
spite
yeah.
of rumors. So yes,
so
bless
we bought
move.
That pallet
so much.
Of cold brew for no reason?
Shit, it's almost gone.
Is it really?
I mean, we're putting in work
You're
on that.
You're putting
thing.
A dent.
Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
Well, shit, Daniel, it has been a pleasure having
oh
you as always.
I love being here.
Where can people find you?
Find me at Daniel Van Kirk on social media. You can check out my podcast, Pen Pals, that I co-host with Rory Scovel, as well as Dumb People Town, that I hit up with the Sklar Brothers. And guess what, guys? In a couple weeks, I am starting the final leg of my tour. Go to danielvankirk.com. Here's where I'll be. Let's see if I can
hit some locations.
Ready? Starting right now. I will be in Philly, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Rochester, Boston, Albany, New York, Cleveland, Louisville, Nashville, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, and ending my tour in my hometown of Rochelle, Illinois.
So,
so that my grandma can come out and see it, as well as anybody else who wants to go to the heartland. Go to danielvankirk.com. All those dates I just listed fall between the 13th of October and the 15th of November. I would love to have some DZs come out and hang out with me.
Yeah, guys.
It's happened before, and they're always great people. So if you're listening to my voice, come say hi and high-five me in place of Elizabeth Warren.
You'll be at Zany's in Rosemont.
I will.
You'll be in Detroit.
Yeah, and this weekend, I'm in Atlanta. I should say that. I'm in Atlanta
ATL.
At the Red Clay Comedy Festival doing a live Pen Pals with Rory. Yeah, tonight and tomorrow.
So
come out to the Red Clay. Yeah, we were doing that. Yeah. And then a quick little tip I haven't told anybody.
What?
I'll tell your people and you.
Go on.
In the first, I believe, maybe the third month of the year, I will be headlining in Austin, Texas. So keep an eye at danielvankirk.com if you're in that area. I love you, Texas.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, please support this young man.
Yeah, with a F-150.
Yeah.
Is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Yeah, my man. I have one that I love yesterday from a great comic, runs an amazing show. They just changed location. It's called Faded. Faded LA is a phenomenal comedy show. I don't say that with any hyperbole. I say it with heart. His name is Zach Toscani. He's a great dude. And his tweet is, "From my experience, construction work is primarily pretending to not be scared of what someone else is telling you to do."
Yeah.
And it is so
true. I'm sorry,
can
you say that one more time just for the people in the back?
I will. Zach Toscani, at Zach Toscani, ZakToscani. "From my experience, construction work is primarily pretending to not be scared of what someone else is telling you to do."
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Damn. And it's so true, because there's so many times you're like, "You want me to go up where?"
Yeah.
And then I right. And then I do what up
the
there?
The nail gun.
Right. What? Is there a harness or anything? Is there a harness? Yeah. Is there a harness? No, there's no harness, man. You just keep your weight forward.
Okay. It's right. So crazy, man. Yeah. Miles, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. A tweet I like is from Mark Phillips, at SupremeDreams_1.
Yeah.
Amazing video content. I cannot begin to describe this video. I can, but I won't, because you should watch it. You've probably seen it if you're on Twitter, but the caption is, "How they expect you to react when you get an Amber Alert." And the premise of the video is a guy's playing video games with his friends, gets an Amber Alert, sees the description of the car, and immediately takes action with his friends. And
they all come out of their houses. It's a community effort.
It's so dramatic, but brilliant. There's fucking drone photography. This is fucking genius.
Shit.
Give these people a show.
It's great.
Couple tweets I've been enjoying.
Ooh, that's here,
Janelle
baby.
James, the comedian, that's what her Twitter handle is, tweeted, "I saw this timeline a year ago," and then it's just some screen grabs from her Netflix as a joke set, but it says, "It's weird times, man. I feel like we're in another dimension or some shit. Feels like Marty McFly did fuck his mom, and that's where we all are." And then Cole Escola tweeted, "I love when straight men come together to push a car." that's
great.
I like celebrating the small things that we straights do. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be today?
This is a track from the artist Little Sims in it, called Offense, but spelled the English way, OFFENCE. This is from Little Sims. Really dope, I guess, MC singer. She's from the UK for sure. I would just say, like, her work's really dope. Her style is dope. Like, it's aggressive, got energy, but she's got great lyrics. And the music is also wonderful. This track, look, if you like some heavy overdrive on your bass guitar, I'll be coming through one of those Boss OD pedals. I don't know, the yellow one? Y'all know. This is what, got a heavy-ass bass line, great drums, and vocals. So enjoy it. Go to the weekend, stomping your feet, and doing good in the world.
I've just been struck by the thought, did the word offense come from of fence? like disagreements with neighbors?
Oh. Maybe? Who knows? Only God knows. Only God can judge us now.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this week, guys. 102 in the books. We will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then. You do not scare me. No, you are not a threat. Anyone I wanted, they can get it in a flash, no sweat. If you're gonna talk on my name, be saying with your chest. Got my team on deck, taking out all pawns on my knight. Got your queen in check, mate. Don't get touchy, don't be getting nigga feelings. All I do is kill shit, shit, even when I'm chillin'. I'm Jay-Z on a bad day, Shakespeare on my worst days. Never been a punk, trust you can get it in the worst way.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.